The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Yeah, that's what I do. I don't stop. I just keep working. Especially whenever I get him hurt, you know, I'm just thinking work, 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 work.
Jamal, sweet dreams. Yeah!
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered.
Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I'm made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous!
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. You will be able to hear that unfortunately I'm in my house, so I'm going to be doing that a lot where I kind of cover the noise because it's very loud in the back. I apologize. They were quiet before. Yes, buddy.
Hey, unprofessional Pete, can I say something quick?
Yes.
What is that? I feel like I'm in the House of Drag and I hear something in the background. Like,
there are things I plug into the wall which make that noise.
It's going to be fine with my ADD. And I'll be thinking, oh, hey, Jamal Hill, you're just the first guy ever. Jamal Hill, excuse me, with the dragon and the... Anyway,
are you caught up with House of the Dragon?
I'm really not, dude. Okay, please, I want to spoil the shit out of it. And I'm so excited. Andor came out on Disney Plus. Don't look at me with disgust. Andor is the new Disney. If you liked Rogue One, everybody fucking died at the end of it.
Yes.
Remember that movie? It's your favorite Star Wars movie because everybody died.
It was a good movie. I love Darth Vader's scene in that movie too, when he's just kicking the shit out of everything. I don't like Star Wars without Darth Vader. I think Darth Maul blows. I like Darth Vader. Han Solo's kid is an annoying fucking emo tool. I like the original characters, and I like Darth coming in and just tearing shit up.
Listen, according to my geek friend, Kristen Holloff, he has his own pod thing. I heard his review of the first four episodes, and he's like, oh, it's themed just like that. It's not really for the kids. It's not the Star Wars Christmas special, which you loved.
You know why I do love that? Because to me, that's the most insight into who produces George,
Lucas.
That's who George Lucas is. That Star Wars Christmas special with those shit fucking Chewbacca's dumb kids in a treehouse. That is a toy marketing thing, and that to me is George Lucas's soul. That's who he is. I know I sound like a dick.
When you did that, you look like Bleecker from the Muppets. You know, like the doctor and his.
I do. Yes, I do. I do vaguely remember Bleecker. Yes.
Do you remember? You like Bleecker. You're Bleecker. Go ahead, Bleecker.
Yes, I do. I will do. I'll do Chewbacca's shitty kids.
They can make us like Muppets, me and you. Did you watch the fights last night with the
Dana White Contender Series? Yes, I did. And they were great. Great, great fights.
They were wild. Hey, let us know when Jamal's here. We'll let him in.
Who's that 17-year-old kid? I forget his name. Again, I could scroll and find it. He got the contract,
Raul
too.
Raul Rosas.
Junior, right? Yeah. Wow, was he good.
Roses. Is it Brazilian? Oh, no, it's Roses. I'm sorry. It's not Brazilian. The kid's 17 years old.
Crazy. Yeah. His opponent was 25, I think, right? He was fighting 25.
I was delivering pizzas at Pizza Amore.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing.
Gutierrez was, I believe, 25 years old.
And just so you know, Pizza Amore had a spaghetti and meatball pie. They would put, they're famous for this, Nicky and Louie Casiello. They would put the spaghetti on the pie, Jimmy. So they were like, that's a thick slice, Jimmy, because as you're eating the spaghetti, it's like you're eating the pasta on top of the pizza. Did you ever try that?
No. Well, it sounds delicious. It sounds great.
It's a heavy slice.
Now, let me ask you a question, Matt. Go ahead. As Gutierrez was having, would you be frustrated if your fighter was like, he kept taking the back and staying on the ground, and they were telling him not do that. You gotta, but the announcer was saying it's very hard in combat to sometimes do that. Have you ever had that where you're like, you see what the guy is doing wrong, and you tell him, and he just keeps going back to doing it because his instinct is to do it?
Wait, explain a little bit more. Who was doing what?
When they were on the ground, I believe it was the Rosas fight. Okay. Gutierrez on the ground would grab his back and grab his neck and go for submissions instead of ground and pounding him. And his corner was telling him, stop doing that. And then he wound up doing it immediately and getting caught. And the whole third round was kind of, he was tied up.
And it's a loss of position is what you're saying.
Yeah, but like by not listening to his corner, which I'm assuming is just in the heat of battle.
I'll tell you like this. Back in the day, the champ, Aljamain Sterling. I was going to tell you. It's okay. I like that you're anxious. No, Aljo back in the day fought Brian Caraway, and he made the mistake, and it cost him the fight. He made the mistake of going for a guillotine. He has such a good guillotine, and he jumped a guard with his guillotine. His head popped out. It cost him the round, which cost him the fight. So that's a hard lesson to learn. Like you learn that. If you don't learn that, you have to, like, he learned it too late. Like, all right, now I'm putting him down. I'm not going to my back unless I know it's cinched in. Like a guillotine, a head and arm guillotine, with the arm and guillotine, I should say, you have a better, when you jump the guard, it's less likely it's going to pop out. But when you jump the guard with a straight up guillotine, chances are your head's going to pop out, you know, especially in a fight. Yes. So like you learn your lesson like that, but, you got to make the correction in a fight. Something's happening where that's something he's got to get straight with the corner, because there's a miscommunication there. That's what they talk about with corners having good chemistry. Yeah. Like you have to know your fighter, you know?
Now, Matt, before we'll come back to the to that contender series last night, which five contracts were awarded. Jamal Hill is in the waiting room, so let's bring in our first guest, Jamal Hill, who has just looked incredible. One loss was to Paul Craig, 11-1, very dominant wins, and he looked great against Thiago Santos, and to stop Johnny Walker and Jimmy Crute both in the first round, he's looked awesome.
The only guy to stop Thiago Santos. Let's get him in here. I can't wait to talk to him because he's a lot of fun.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, Jamal Hill.
How you doing, man?
What's going on, fellas?
Sweet dreams.
Animal, baby.
Where are you right now?
Good.
Where are you now?
I'm all sitting down. I just pulled up to the PI.
Oh, you're on Vegas. Okay. Yeah. Do you have your eye on anybody right now? I mean, your wins have been so impressive and over such good opponents. I mean, you have to think you're getting close to earning a title shot.
Yeah. I think I'm like one dub. one win ahead of me. As long as it's somebody ahead of me, I think if I fight somebody behind me, like that kind of be something that'll keep me in the same spot that I'm in. So I'm kind of looking to fight somebody that's ahead of me.
Sure.
So I can get that. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm excited to talk to you. Not listen, your fighting is fucking awesome. I love you. You son of a gun. Hey, I salute. Let's go. Fucking go, Jamal Hill.
Yeah.
Yes.
Matt's got fentanyl anyway, in his.
This is what I like about Jamal Hill. When you go to his Instagram, all it is weed and funny fucking humor. It is funny. I'm reading right here. Look at this. He's tied up in a trunk, Jimmy. And this is funny because it goes to like a funny soundtrack with a pre-recording, and he's talking to it. And it's, listen, this is the wording on it. Just, but you got to explain this a little bit for me and Jimmy being just two average white guys. I want you to talk this. When you're her, the long stroke daddy with a emoji of a eggplant, 3,000 with the wiggle. So in other words, you get, she's tying you up in the trunk because you're laying down that fucking pipe. Is this, am I picking up?
You damn right.
That's a fucking alpha.
You trying to kidnap me, bro.
He's got the 3,000 with the wiggle. Jimmy.
You know what I'm saying?
3,000 with the wiggle. This is fucking great. This is what separates.
Get me right on into that G spot. You know what I mean?
3,000 with the wiggle. Dude, that just, I feel like get my wife and get romantic. But anyway, listen, let's get back to some fights. Listen, Jimmy, I don't know if you know this. He only has one loss. It's to Paul Craig, and not for anything. Paul, you know, in the nicest way possible, that's like he's a wacky guy to fight because nine out of ten guys cannot do. Did I say it?
Ninety percent of guys can't.
They're not able to do that. Even major world class jiu-jitsu guys, he's got his fucking one thing that he does.
Yeah,
and Jamal's so confident. He's like, "Ah, you want to work jiu-jitsu? Ah, come down here, would you? Fuck it." Yeah, and then he's like, "All right, wait a second.
He got to my pride because I wanted to. You know what I mean? Just based off of the beef and everything. I wanted to completely embarrass him. And the best way to do that was to go into your game and completely destroy you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that I can't out grapple Paul Craig, but I did it on his terms. I let him dictate it on his terms. You know what I mean? You know jiu-jitsu. If you behind, that's a bad place to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're the only guy ever to stop Thiago Santos,
yeah.
And if you don't know about with Jimmy and Thiago Santos, Jimmy's always fucking, Jimmy, I did.
I like Thiago Santos. I thought I was very impressed with his performance against Jones while he was hurt. But again, you clearly earned that win.
Yeah, he's a good dude. You know, I'm different, bro. I'm just different. When I hit you, it's different. And there's no way for you to stop me from hitting you. And I understand this. And I know this. And I go in there knowing this. And it's just a different feel. It's a different atmosphere you got to deal with.
I'm sorry, man. You said something interesting too. I like that you were honest about kind of letting your emotions or whatever get like, you know, wanting to go down and grapple Paul Craig. Have you had that in any other fight where you've allowed something else other than what makes the most sense in the moment to kind of take over, whether it was anger or frustration?
I've done it before. Yeah, I've done it before. I got away with it. That's why that's part of the reason what played into me doing it then. You know, because I've gone against guys like, you know what I mean? This has been an issue just because I like to throw hands that I can't grapple, right? So, I actually fought this guy before. He's like, it's like him or his dad. They like coaching at Michigan State wrestling. He's like got all these wrestling credentials. He was like a brown belt or a black belt in jiu-jitsu. And I went down and I was working his ass. You know what I mean? I was wrong. He threw some things up. He threw some threats up. But overall, you know what I mean? I worked him on the ground. You know what I'm saying? And then I just beat the shit out of him for 3 rounds. You know what I mean? My man's got to leave on a stretcher.
Now, when you're looking at the champion, Jiří Prochazka, did I say his name correct, guys?
You did, yeah.
Yes! I got it. I should have just went with that instead of celebrating him. I'm sorry. No, Jamal, what a fucking asshole I am. But listen.
No, you deserve to pat on the back.
I got all excited. I said his name right. But
somebody else, when you pat yourself on the back, you look like a fucking idiot. Come on.
What are we doing? It happens. Wait, hold on. Say that again, Jamal. Say it again exactly the way you said it.
I said it's only if somebody else pats you on the back. If you pat yourself on the back, you look like an asshole.
I thought you put on a New York accent, but it sounded a little bit more like you're eating that deep dish, Jamal. Work on that shit. It sounds like you're from Boston. Hey, say God.
Boston isn't deep dish. Chicago is deep dish.
Yeah.
I thought about this. Hey, I just fucking burned myself.
I thought you was trying to tell me to go back to Chicago or something. That was like a New York way of saying go back to Chicago. Go chump down.
I fucked up Chicago and Boston.
Yeah, it's okay.
It could have been a home run. But
we're gonna mark that as a Sweet Dreams dub and we move on.
Yeah, no, you got that. No, that was yours. It could have been mine, but I fucked up.
That happens. Anyway. We all fumble.
The point is this. You're like a sharpshooter fucking standing up. You're watching Jiří. You're watching his fighting style. Everybody's like, yo, man. He's got such an unorthodox style, which I think we all have to agree. I think it's unorthodox. Maybe it's the ponytail that really, the fucking thing that comes up, that's throwing you off. But what are you seeing when you're watching a fight? Are you looking at that, seeing opportunities to be like, yo, put me in there with him? Like, what are you seeing when you're watching
a fight? 100%. You know, from the first time I saw him, I knew he was a fun fight. He's a flow fighter. You know what I mean? That's what I am, you know. He likes to cause chaos and then use his ability to flow, and it's just natural feel. He's got good natural instincts to flow through the chaos. And the more chaotic it gets, you know what I mean? Like, just like in the Santos fight, just like you saw in the Santos fight. That may have seemed like crazy and wild, but to me, that was just work. You know what I'm saying?
You see it like the fucking Matrix. When those bullets are coming at you, you're fucking going back. And they're just missing you, right?
Or if I got to take a little bit, to stay where I need to be to give what I need to give. You know what I mean? I understand that. You know what I mean? Jiří is like that, but though he flows, he causes chaos, and then he flows through the chaos. You know, and he lands big shots. He's a physical freak. You know what I mean? You can see his physical stature and things like that. I do those things better from what I see. You know, my flow is stronger. My technique is sharper. I mean, I'm more dynamic. I have more tools.
3,000 with the wiggle.
Yeah. Would you also be, would you, like, if you fought, like, you know, as you go a little bit higher up in the rankings, some of the guys like Glover and Jan, Ankalaev, would you not allow them, like, you know, you said you got a little bit pissed off and you kind of fought Paul Craig's fight. Would you be more aware of that going in against one of these guys as you move forward? Because then all of a sudden, if they know they can get to you, then it's a weapon they start to use.
Yeah, I've been that though. My last three fights, you know what I'm saying? So it's cool. I know how to handle shit talk and things like that. But some of the things that really got me then were things that I know now. Like, I mean, you can't just, it was a whole different mindset. I was in a different place at the time, still just new to the UFC. Only had been in for a year. You know what I'm saying? I'm going on my third year now. And, you know, you start, you learn how to process things better.
For the first time you fought in the UFC, I'm always interested in what was that like for you, your first actual fight in the UFC? Were you more nervous than you were before? Like, or no, you were comfortable?
I wasn't nervous. I don't get nervous. I get anxious.
You know what I
mean? Yeah, I just be ready to get in. I'm ready to get in and see what happens. I don't like the questions. I don't like the build up is he stronger than me? Is he faster? Is this? Let's get in there and see what's up. That's my mindset. Let's get in there and see what's up. So my UFC debut, it was just enjoy the moment, bro. I was just happy, bro. I was just happy to finally be there, and just already knew what I was gonna do. I know what I brought to the table. It was all about just staying within myself. You know, my mindset is different. I don't get nervous about what if I can't do this. Do you, bro? I know as long as I do me, people going to sleep. People gonna get fucked up. You know what I mean? Because it's what I do. You know what I mean? It's what, like I said before, I do this every day. You know what I mean? So
is just translating that.
So the hard part for you is waiting, like getting to the point, like the lead up, the day before, the morning of, like, let's just make this happen.
Or waiting for him to come out.
Yeah.
I happen to hit listen to whoever announced now. I mean, whenever I first got there, I loved bro. Bruce Buff was there. I was like, fuck, I've been waiting to hear Bruce Buff say my name. That was, bro, come on, bro. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Jamal, man, listen. You're blessed with a personality. You're pretty. I think you're funny. Not funny, Hal. Don't do that whole Joe Pesci thing with me. But I'm trying to tell you that a lot of guys are like talking to a fucking plant, and you're not. Do you ever think about using that skill? Like, you ever think about doing anything in entertainment?
Yeah, 100%. I'm always looking to get off into new things and new creative things. I just like being creative. I think that's what gravitated me towards mixed martial arts. And I'm just a creative person, whether it's coming up with conversation, anything, you know, I just like being creative. I like being thrown into situations where it's like, all right, what do I do? What are my tools? You got these tools, all right, and making something happen, you know, challenge.
I want a guy with a personality. Oh, sorry, Matt. A guy with a personality. You're right. Will always get a little further because people become engaged and they're interested in watching. As long as you can fight, a guy with a personality will always be a favorite more than a guy who just goes in there and says nothing, because that guy's not as easy to get invested. There you are. The dad joke champ.
Yes. Fuck, man, Jamal, you got a lot going for you with that shit. You're putting people to sleep with your fists, but I'll tell you, your Instagram, funny as shit. And it, for people that don't know, don't just go to Jamal. It's Sweet Dream. What is it? Sweet Dreams.
Sweet_Dreams_J Hill.
3,000 with the wiggle. People don't just come up with that. I fucking love it, Jimmy. It's funny. Jimmy, none of your past girlfriends you never gave it to them so good where they're tying you up and putting you in a fucking suitcase or anything.
No, I actually gave it to them so bad that they put me in a suitcase and dropped me off so I couldn't find my way back to their apartment. Just the opposite.
Exactly. Anyway.
And what is it? It looks like Glover's getting, I'm sure, the rematch against Yuri. I'm assuming that's what's happening. Is there anybody who it's been rumored that you're going to have next? I know you said you want to fight up and not down, of course, to get closer to a shot. Is there any rumblings or you know, thoughts?
I'm kind of at a sit still right now. It was an opportunity that was offered, but it was entirely too soon because I still needed time to heal from that.
Right.
But I would have had to fight like 3-4 weeks later. So it was like
smart.
Yeah, you know. But right now just waiting and chilling, seeing what's what, seeing what they make out of what. You know. And I know that if the dudes ahead of me, if there ain't more clarity up ahead of me, then I'm gonna start asking some questions, bro. I'm gonna start, you know what I mean, testing some chess. You know?
Yes.
For real.
Yes, get loud.
Yeah, off time.
Yeah, tell him why you're mad, Jamal. Let's go. Fucking, I like the Jimmy. I like to wow him up. Let's fucking go. Put some respect on his name. He has one fucking loss. Thiago Santos, Jimmy. He put him out. Put him the fuck out, Jimmy.
Fourth round, yeah. Absolutely.
Fuck, I'm getting loud for you, Jamal. Don't worry. I'm getting loud.
All right, well, Jamal, hopefully we can talk to you again either right before your next fight or right after your next fight. But I just think you have one more to go before they give you a shot. I mean, you've looked so dominant and so great. So congrats, man, on this amazing run you're on. It's really great. And, you know, I'm sure you're going to get a shot sooner or later.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Jamal.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, fellas. Always great to talk to y'all. Thank you.
All right, pleasure, man. Take care.
Bro. Good talking to you, man.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well.
So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Yeah, I think when you look at the guys ahead, I mean, they're all killers. Anthony Smith, Rakic, Ankalaev. I mean, of course, Jiří and Glover. There's some really, really, and I think I'm leaving one guy out. Let me go back to the rankings. I don't know who
might. Jamal Hill versus any of them.
I would, too.
I'm a big fan, dude.
I do, too. I love him. And I think that, you know who that, let me see. At that, Ankalaev is a tough fight. Oh, Blachowicz, of course. How could I forget Jan? Ankalaev is a very tough fight for anybody. And I'm guessing he gets the shot after Jiří and Glover have their rematch.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm reading here. Oh, I'm with you on that. I want to see him go for the fuck. I want to see him fight. I would like either fight.
Yeah,
me too. Inverse Jiří is very, I think that's a very, very good matchup. I want to see if Glover would be able to impose his jiu-jitsu on him.
That's who I was thinking of when I asked that question about what? If somebody knows they can get you angry and force you into their game. Because Glover's good on his feet, too. I mean, but he just seems to wear guys down. And as soon as he gets on top of you, that's pretty much, for most guys at least, that's the end of it.
Do you realize that?
Yes.
Bernil Darnoush is fighting.
Yes, he is.
Kamrat. Matouche
Gamrot.
What is it?
Matouche Gamrot.
Matouche.
Yeah.
Gamrot. Gamrot's on a, what is this? 1, 2, 3, 4 fight winning streak.
Yeah, that Sarukian fight was amazing.
Which one?
Armand Sarukian.
Shayukin!
Oh, hold on. Sorry, guys, about the noise.
What?
Sorry about the noise.
Yeah, it's from Street Fighter. Remember when he. Shayukin! Sounds nothing
remember.
Like
it. I played video games when I was a kid, and I kind of stopped.
Ooh, missed the maturity.
No, not at all. I just found pornography. And once I did that, I mean, I already had the great hand movement from Asteroids, so it was just a kind of a natural match.
Yeah, and Jamie.
Yes.
I know you were a kid, and that picture.
Yes, I was.
Will haunt me forever of you in the paper, because it was really.
Which one?
The one with you when you were in the paper for doing. You did a record.
Playing Asteroids, like a boy, a good boy. By the way, Matt, you were talking about
this game. Possible. It's the shittiest game.
It was a great game for 1982 and 81.
Yeah, it was. No, why? Because its competition was fucking Pong.
Space Invaders. Yeah, I honestly.
Go ahead.
By the way, exciting heavyweight prospect, Austin Lane, with that first round KO. Did you see that last night? He kicked Jacoby. It's probably the worst groin strike I've ever seen, where Jacoby was coming in and he threw a giant left kick, a heavyweight kick to the dick. And that was a great, great fight. I really like this Austin Lane. So I'm looking forward to seeing whoever they match him up with when he finally gets his first UFC fight, which probably might not be that long, because he didn't really take any damage.
I mean, he lost. He got knocked out by Greg Hardy, right? In the Contender Series. He lost to Greg Hardy.
I think it was a couple of years ago he fought in Contender. I don't remember.
Was it a KO, guys? I think it was. You can let us know that. Yes, it was a KO. Thank you.
Good memory, Matt. Good memory.
Thank you, dude. I have the memory of a goldfish for most things. Jimmy, I've been teaching a lot. You know what I'm thinking about doing, Jimmy?
You've been doing what a lot, buddy?
Teaching a lot of jiu-jitsu.
Oh, okay.
I'm really thinking about pushing back my right knee. You know, I was supposed to go November 30th for my other knee. Jimmy, I'm able to do drop Sayanagis on it. If you go to my Instagram, you can. But I'm walking normal because it was my left. If I walk with you now, you're not gonna be like, "Hey, man,
I look good. Let's go for a walk, like two friends."
Yeah, that's so nice.
Couple of chum. Let's go for a stroll.
Central Park. Let them try to mug us. I'll use you as a fucking bat.
Like in The Wanderers, yeah.
The Wanderers. The Wanderers.
And when he picked up the Ducky Boy, and he was beating the other Ducky Boy with the Ducky Boy.
this? What are they? What are they? A bunch of, fucking ninjas, the Ducky Boys? They're at the football game. They're like, yo, I just saw a bunch of Ducky Boys. They look again, they're gone. They're over by the trees. Yeah. I like the one kid's father, the immigrant.
Joey's father, Perry was the kid, and the father, whose name was, don't tell me his name.
Scary.
It was
it was really Italian.
I know, and I have it.
He liked the fight so much.
Not Salvatore. Remember that? He'll kill you, Perry. When Perry's like, leave the kid alone when he's bullying the fucking kid.
He liked that because he was the ultimate badass. When they were going to fight the Ducky Boys, he goes over to a bench, he breaks it in half, and he starts fucking against a piece of the bench. Remember this?
And I could hear the mother calling his name.
Yeah?
I can't remember what it was.
I don't know that either. Well, listen. We're going to have to Google that shit later.
It's going
to
drive me fucking crazy. It's an Italian name. Not Salvatore. Not I'm Eugene.
It's going to bother you and me.
It's going to drive me crazy.
The movie The Wanderers. UFC Unfiltered Army, though. Those guys who run that Instagram one, the Unfiltered Army, they're always coming up. Anything we reference, they put on the Instagram. They're pretty good. They're pretty good. They get all personality. You know what I mean?
Sorry. I know, I'm pausing.
Hey, Jimmy, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world? Fuck.
I know.
Anyway, so Jimmy, what was I
going to say? What about the other Dana White contender series?
Let's talk about that before I talk about it. I started the Terminal List. Did you ever see that?
I did not.
That's some Navy SEAL shit. The guy who wrote it, the book, I think, is a Navy SEAL guy. I'm 99% sure, and it's with Christopher. Is it Christopher? Chris Pratt.
I guess Chris Pratt.
Star-Lord. Yeah. You know, Chris Pratt. I watched one episode. It's fucking good.
Middleweight Bruno Ferreira over Leon Aliu. That was an incredible first round knockout. He reminds me of Paulo Costa a little bit. He's just got that kind of like solid rock statue build. So he's another guy who I'm looking forward to seeing his first matchup, which hopefully will be soon.
Bruno Ferreira.
Yeah, Ferreira.
Yeah, oh yeah, he reminds you of Costa. He's a good-looking gentleman. Is that why you're saying that?
And no, much more the just the fact that he's a Emilio. Thank you very much, Jake. Yes, it was Emilio. I knew. I said Eugene Emilio. Emilio, yeah.
Emilio's in Comac, Long Island, is fucking delicious.
Yeah, Ferreira, but you're right, not Ferreira.
Sorry.
No, his build reminds me of Costa. Just the fact that he just kind of reminded me of a tank and the way he just throws with terrible intentions. That was a great fight for as long as it lasted.
Leon did not like it, it's fair to say.
No, he did not, although I think you say Benil.
Benil?
Don't like it. It's unfortunate that we had to. I wish I didn't know that. When is this? When is Darius fighting?
Wait, we got two more fights to talk about, though. Phil,
yes.
No, hold on. Norelio Aliev was a freaking stud, and he's undefeated freestyle wrestling in style. And what country did he come from again? Please tell me.
That I'm not sure of.
But I'm looking at the flag. There it is.
It looks like. That's right. Tajikistan. Yep.
But I'll tell you, is he the first fighter we have from Tajikistan?
He might be.
Oh, yes, he is.
Yeah.
First, how do you pronounce that?
Tajikistani or Tajiki was written, but I wasn't sure which is the right way to say it.
Listen, he's 7-0 and he was a damn beast. He said he's from the mountains. You know what I mean? Like, he's like the real eagle, he was saying. He's like from the mountains. Listen, it's not like they're up there just watching Netflix in the mountains. They're up there fucking
fighting.
Kid's 22 years old, a beast, total beast. And the other guy was Josh Wick, who's a famous assassin. No, that's not. That's a different Wick. Calm down. Listen to me. I'll say it now, and I'll say it to the fucking end of time before the next John Wick comes out. huge plot hole. The guy can't get Sloman's shield. He doesn't know when someone breaks into his house. He gets fucking hit with a pipe by fucking Theo from Games of Thrones. He's the number one assassin in the world. And he could have, Theo could have not only hit him over the head, he could have teabagged him, took pictures of him teabagging John Wick. But Jimmy, my point is this. It's a huge plot hole. Nobody talks about it but me.
I've never seen it.
He got the jump on him, dude. Do you think you're going into James Bond's fucking suite and just fucking hitting him on the head with a pipe? Do you think you're doing that to Batman? I know Batman's not. You think you're doing that to fucking Jason Bourne? You think you're going in there and being like, clunk?
Yes.
He's just like, oh, anyway, so, well, I heard a noise in the middle of the night. Maybe it's, I don't remember anybody else being here. And he gets hit in the head. Then he kills his dog. Really, I John Wick? And then after that, he's cutting off a finger and he's a bad motherfucker. He's killing
I him. Didn't see it.
All right, let's get back to the contender series.
Yes, there's that last fight.
If the people that seen John Wick, they're going to know what I'm talking about. Okay. And when they're going to get mad at me because they're like, oh, he's such a great guy. I know. I listen, there's some parts in that. Hail Mary, the fucking dogs. I get it. It's cool. The other assassin saying, hey, there's a big giant in the library with him. Listen, you know, I don't know what he said to him. He's like, you know, there's a bounty on you. And it's cool. It's cool. You know, the underground stuff, but huge plot hole. Theo broke into his house, hit him with a pipe. Sloman Shield. Fucking any, think of any other alarm company.
Right.
You know?
ADT.
ADT.
Jafel Filho over Echeverria. That was a great fight. Third round. TK, I love watching flyweights. It's like it's almost like watching them is like watching somebody chop tape. Like they go down and they're up. They go down and they're up. It's like right. Watching a regular fight sped up a little bit. Great fight, and of course, this is the second week in a row that five contracts have been awarded.
I
think it is. I might be wrong.
Listen,
that's why I said think instead of I know.
It was also, but if not last week, the week before. I don't know. The weeks, they kind of go into each other. You know
yeah, it feels like there's, you know.
I have like a fun, it's almost like Groundhog Day. A lot of days are the same. The other day, Jimmy, Monday, I probably said this on that show, but like I start off that class. I do the 7 a.m. class. We got like close to 30 people. And you know, I like to yell. That's why my voice is done. And I'm like, fuck, I love Fridays. And they're like, yo, it's Monday. Man, I go, I love Mondays too. But
sure.
The point is, my Monday, just as fun as my Friday. Even more fun because I get to see you. That's that smile. There it is. Sorry. But Jimmy, I have fun with you.
I'm working on I actually developed a new smile.
Wait, hold on. Bill, I'm not looking yet. Hold on. Wait. This is almost like, well, I'm not looking at the screen yet. Don't do it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of when Ben Stiller was coming up with a new look with blue steel. And it was like the same look every time. I'm going to look, and I want you to show me your... Is this you or is this a character?
No, it's me. I'm debuting my new smile. I'm going to debut it here. But don't look until I do it, because I'm talking.
I'm not looking yet. Tell me when to look.
Okay.
And know what's nice? I'm not doing this in person, so I really can't get eye contact. So tell me when to look. And I can. Now, wait, is this smile for like an everyday smile? Or is this like a first date smile?
It's kind of a new smile when I meet people. But after I say, look, give me a couple of seconds just to get it on.
You're going to say it, but I'm going to set it up. And I'm going to say somebody's, I'm going to play somebody introducing you to me. I'm not looking.
Okay, so, then look after you do the introduction. I'll have it on.
All right, I'll do that. All right, so, hey, listen, Matt, this is my friend, my Jimmy Norton. No, that's not a good look at all. That's a very, it looks like you're either about to spit. Do that again really quick. What are you laughing at me? Are you?
No, that's my new smile.
No, it's
I'm trying not to laugh.
That's what it is.
I'm trying not to laugh.
If I look and somebody introduced me to you, do it again. I'm looking at you. I'd be like, is there something I should know? Is there something on my face?
No, people love my new smile.
Is there a bat in my cave?
Hold on. Let me 2 seconds. Right back.
Is this part of a bit? Are you going to come back with a different smile? Ow! You know what the fuck I'm laughing at? I like to have fun, Jake the Mighty Ginger.
Do we have a list of the fights?
Yeah, there's a list of the fights on there. I believe we talked about all of them.
No, oh, so I mean the upcoming.
Upcoming
for Saturday night,
Jimmy,
I believe, right?
Hey, Jimmy.
Yes, buddy.
Can I tell you something? And we're on now. We're on, okay? Yeah. Jimmy, you know what's good about there being no card this Saturday?
Oh, there is no card this Saturday. Okay, yes.
Jimmy, I'm usually looking forward to it. Guess what I'm doing?
Watching an old card?
That's very, wait, hold on. That's a very broad question. I shouldn't just say, guess what I'm doing? Because you get, because one, every time I say that, it's silly because you're not going to be able to guess. And two, every time I say that, you say something silly.
And so, you're not going to like my guesses. That's unfortunate. You know, what was your question?
Well, wait, hold on. Guess what I'm doing this weekend?
Massaging another gentleman?
Well, no.
Okay.
I'm not, you know. Take another
painting guess. Your toenails?
No. I'll just end it right there, Jay. It's not going to get any, you're not going to guess.
Okay.
This is what I'm doing. I'm cornering Mrs. Sarah. She's got a third MMA.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. It's going to be here in Long Island.
Is she 1-1 or 2-2? Or 2-0?
Oh, she's 2-0. And she's fighting a 23-year-old girl. The girl took it on a month's notice. Her, she was supposed to fight a 34-year-old girl. My wife's 38. Well, she'll be 39 in like less than a month. Next month.
So she goes into like a almost like a how is she like almost in a camp? Like is she?
Oh no,
is
she's in a camp. Yeah, she's training.
She is. Oh, she is. Yeah.
It's all my guys, my pro guys, man. They're over there. There'll be a pro class. She'll be training before it and still training when it's done, dude. She's a beast. I told you she didn't do any athletics, anything with sports as a kid, so she has no wear and tear.
So she loves it. Let me ask you now: do you? Because you guys have kids, so yeah. do you have to kind of do more for the kids when she's in camp, kind of the way she would have for you?
I'm very lucky that my kids are homeschooled, so they go they're basically growing up at my school and dance school.
Okay,
so, and we still for all the courses I still take them to the elementary, my youngest, but like there's certain things. So like, but like we got it down pretty good. So it's not like. I'll help take them to dance and this and that, but I do that anyway. So, but other than that, they're at the school. I worked it out where my kids are training up to 4 days a week now, which is fucking great.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's great.
Already naturally pretty good. But now, the oldest two weren't there as much because they did dance last year. Now they're doing dance, but we got it where they can get at least four scheduled classes in. And it makes a difference. I see what they're doing.
Right.
The little boys and stuff, they're strangling them. It's fucking great.
A great skill to have.
And I never taught as many kids classes as I did in my whole life as I did right now. Because my girls are in there. I know it's not that I love all the kids, but when your kids are in there, I'm really giving it a lot of attention. So it is funny. So
as a dad, it must be when you have daughters, you always have to worry about boys and what boys are like on days. It's got to be so nice to know that, especially by that time they get to that point, they're probably going to be black belts and at least know how to fend off some handsy asshole. It's got to be more comforting to know that they have some sort of ability to defend themselves.
Well, that's what it really is. It's about defending yourself. I had one of my black belts, little badass, my buddy Brian Trotter. He's like, man, but you think a girl's going to be able to like beat a guy, even if the guy's not trained, on a street? I go, she doesn't have to beat him. She has to She has to beat the situation. This guy's trying to grab her, throw her into a car. She can give him a sweep, get up, stomp him in the face, get out of there. She can snatch an arm if the guy's got her. She can defend the choke, get a sweep, and get out of there.
Or
get or hold him off. So, yes, I think that it's life-saving skills,
So. Yeah, and it's also, and again, and I'm also thinking of if you're in a place like you're in a kind of a cramped space with a guy who even that guy that that's a great skill to have to be able to reverse something and get somebody off you just so you can get out of there, which I think is like you said, you don't have to beat someone's ass, just got to get the hell out of the situation.
Dude, I love it, man. I'm watching my kids snatch some guillotines the other day. I'm like, holy shit, man, this is awesome.
I wish I lived out there. I'd be in your school three times a week.
I wish you would.
You'd be sick of my face, which is hard to imagine anybody
getting to that point. Yeah, that's it, Jimmy. I'm going to catch up on that other thing, The House of Dragon. I told you I'm watching The Terminal List.
Yep.
I think that you should too. I think it's pretty fucking, it's serious. There's no dragons. You don't like the fantasy worlds.
I don't mind that. I don't mind. I'm just a little bored with this show. I don't love this show.
Jim Florentine doesn't like it.
No, he doesn't.
Can I just say that I like when you have your comedian friends on, and I like that even more. It, ball breakers like fucking
Voss.
Voss, get Voss on here. I can't get over it. Not to be nutty and all over the place, but I can't get over this kid only 17 years old, Jimmy.
His birthday's in October. He'll be 18, so he'll be 18 before his first fight, I'm sure. But yeah, it was really impressive, and you could tell Dana loved him. And he said that during people were coming in and telling him, "You got to sign this kid. Don't let this kid go." So to see somebody so young, it's like watching a prospect come up in the farm system of a baseball team. Like when Jeter was young, you see how great somebody is going to be at this age, barring injury. He's going to have a long, phenomenal career.
Jimmy, did I tell you that I'm thinking about pushing it to the spring? Do you agree with me with that? Think about this, Jimmy. If it's in November 30th where I'm supposed to get my new knee, one, I'll be kind of fucked. I'll be fucked up during
the holidays. Yeah.
Two, I'll be fucking going to PT with the fucking ice and the snow and the fucking, I mean, you know what I mean? Now, dude, my PT, dude, this wasn't bad. You hear me bitching about this fucking thing? I'd be in my yard. I'd get some fucking sun, elevate my shit, you know, have a little la-la.
You know when I mean? Do you want to push to? Instead of November?
Late February, early fucking early March.
Oh, yeah. When wait, November, December, okay. January, February. So if you push it 4 months, I mean.
Feel, man.
Yeah. Why not?
You know?
Enjoy the holidays. As long as you're walking. And yeah, you're right. Ooh, you don't want to drive to PT in the shit weather and the snow. You want to be able to sit outside. Yes. And yes. Like Matt likes to, Matt smokes speedballs of cocaine and heroin. You like to sit outside and do that.
There's only one thing I do, drug I do. Two, caffeine and something else.
Yeah.
It's from the earth.
Yeah, push it to March, as long as your leg isn't all fucked up.
I never try to powder or take, and I'm not a pill taker.
Right.
I'm just letting that be known. But Jimmy.
Yeah, you don't want to be, like you don't want to be laid up. Sorry, you don't want to be laid up for Thanksgiving. You want to have both legs so you can go up and get all the food. You don't want to be, you know, have your leg all fucked up on Thanksgiving.
Well, when is Thanksgiving?
November, end of November. I think it's the 4th or 3rd.
Well, I'd be all right. November. I'd be all right. But my thing is, I don't know. I think I'm going to push.
When is the possible surgery?
November 30th is when I'm supposed to be doing it.
Oh, 30th. Okay. You know
what I mean? And now, dude, I was teaching 6 weeks after. So, and right now, dude, I'm doing my takedowns. I'm teaching everything. I'm not even rolling yet, but I am teaching a lot.
Let me ask you, for business, for Sarah BJJ.
Yes.
So, but there is something like this. When do you get most of your new students? Because in January, everybody makes their New Year's resolution. So do you get a lot of an influx of people in January who are going to want to see you there? Hey, I'm going to fucking train with Matt Serra. Like, is January a good month for you guys?
Not even, dude, my place is such good energy. There's always a Serra there. My wife's there. The kids are there. I'm there. Yeah, I wasn't there for 2 weeks. And then after that, I was on the sideline yelling with a fucking leg bandage up. Like, so it's like, that's not a huge thing. Because, I mean, dude, right now, I mean, I'm doing the 7 a.m.s. I had a choice because it's what I do. It's so much fun, Jimmy. It's just fun. I don't go there and be like, oh, boy, it's time to make the donuts. No, man.
Right.
You enjoy it. Having a good time, dude.
Yeah.
We're having a good time, you know? Sometimes I'll blast on the fucking radio. I need smoke. All right, Jimmy, I think this is time to say goodbye.
I apologize. Listen, yes, thank you to Jamal Hill, Jamal Hill, sixth-ranked light heavyweight. And congrats to all the guys who five contracts given out, deservedly so. All deserve the contract. A great, great night on the Dana White Contender Series. And, yeah, we'll be back Monday to talk about the upcoming card. It's weird not having one. I'm glad. You know what? If there's going to be a week off, the reason – I'll tell you why they're taking off, because I had told – Dana that I'm going to be in Minneapolis and I wouldn't be able to watch. And so basically he structured it around my gig schedule. So come see me in Minneapolis at Acme Comedy Club. There's no card to compete with. And tonight I'm at the Fat Black Pussycat here in New York, 7 p.m.
Me, dude, I'm going to be at Sarah BJJ always. And it's the Westbury Space Theater, man. I'll be over there this week. I think that thing's probably sold out. If not, I'm going to be over there with the fucking missus and the whole fucking Sarah clan.
Yeah, good luck. I hope she wins.
Yeah, dude, listen. And also, young Marcus is one of my students, this kid. And he's a nice kid. And he's been helping out at the academy. And, you know, I like him. He's a fixture at Sarah BJJ. So he's been doing the striking with Carol Colombo, who's my who's the striking coach over there. Who's again my wife's instructor and a pupil under the great Ray Longo. So, you know, me and Carol are going to be working the corner for young Marcus as well. And I'm looking forward to his debut. He's a really cool young man. I like him a lot.
Great. And good luck to Mrs. Sarah. I hope she goes 3-0.
We're a fighting family, homie. I will see you. I'll talk to you probably that night, Jim.
Yeah. I'll talk to you over the weekend.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys. Bye, buddy. And thanks a lot, Jamal Hill. Take care.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.